Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Achrayim is.
This Shabbos, Habolein Lotoiva, there's a gewaldige, nifledike, chutam shulish, confluence of three inyonim. Firstly, Shabbos Parshas Achrei. Shabbos Parshas Achrei is Gimatria, says the Mashkiach, Yitoka, Beshefer Godel, Cheruseinu, Say the Achrei, Mayis, is Matzmiach, Karen Yeshua, v'chulu, v'chulu. It's a gewaldige Shabbos, as we'll perhaps discuss. It's also the Shabbos Noch Yontif, as we always say from the Chartkur. It's a Yontif tik. The Srat, the Minig Yisrael, is to bake challis with a Schlüssel, with a Mafteach. And Mafteach is Gimatria Pesach Mitzrayim, is the Hemshich for Mitzrayim. Bichlal, it's at Nisforin that, it's the Tzaddik, the Blue Shiver, Pesach, we call it two names, Chagmatzis and Pesach. Matzis and Pesach, and Roshi Tevis and Sefer Tevis is Mafteach. That the inyonim of Chag HaPesach, where all the Taren, the Psichin, all the gates are open, and eventually, as we'll discuss, the gates are closed afterwards, we want to reopen it with the Shlissel. That applies Begashmi as Pesach, the Abish to Christ out to every Jew, Pischli Achusi Rayosi, right? And we know the Gemara in Brachas, Daflam and Aleph, that the Mafteach represents Yerushalayim that is granted to Yidon Pesach. Mafteach etzad nesforim akdoishim stands for the three things. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainis, Motor, Parnoso, Tchias Hamesim, and Chaya. Mafteach. All the gates, Begashmi, the keys to the gates, Begashmi and Veruchnias are open. The Shabbos, as was discussed, we begin to read Pirkei Ovis, which is Achonuf HaKabbalah Sateira. Not only is the Shabbos Parshas Achrei and it's the Shabbos after Pesach, it's also Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Ir. Now everyone knows in Evan Ezer and Kuf Chavov, how do you spell Ir on a get? And the halacha is Bedoichik, we write it with two Yudin, says the Bash Al Asar, it's Rosh Tevis, the mnemonic to remember Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Rochel. And Reb Kiva Eger says, Al Asar, oh, that's the four faces in the Mas in Merkova. You do it? It's interesting, says Rav Avram Shor. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel is Seife Tevis Mekabel. Roshi Tevis, ear, Seife Tevis Mekabel. To receive, a receptacle, a vessel. But Tzorach Bir, what in the world is the Seife Tevis of the Roshi Tevis of ear, Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel? What's the Mashmos? What is Navidus Hashem? What are we learning from the fact that Seife Tevis are Mekabel? To understand this, let me go back to a question someone asked in the previous year, before Pesach, one of the, I mentioned, whole Torah, I'm not going to repeat, and the Nekudah was that Leil HaSeder is Bevchinas Tzudas Nisuin, Matzah is Gilu Boyel HaRusah. So one of the Chaverim Makshivim asked, Gutakashi, he said he didn't say these words, but basically the undertone was, you rabbis seem to pull rabbits out of your hat, you make a metaphor which is suitable to the occasion. I always thought that Chag HaShavuos was the Nisuin, the Chasunos. So to understand the answer to his question, enough time B'Shas Meister to go into it. Maybe Machtim, the famous Yushalmi and Avi Psochim, that Rabbi Yoina drank four koises from Pesach, and he had the Machzik, he had a headache basically from Pesach to Atzeres. What's this headache? So it says in Svor, we say in the Lashon of the Piyut on Parshas Achodesh, Achodesh Hashi Yeshua is Boi Makifus. And all the tzaddikim already mentioned this, everybody teaches, what's that? Yeshua is Makifus, Miloshon of the Mishnah in Beya, Hachenveni Makif. On the night of Pesach, your extended credit, not because you've earned it, not because you deserved it, Yivnar Mitzrayim or Eriyim Ve'eriya, and the Eibush took us out, Peschus, his promise to the other Sakdash. Not that you deserved anything. It was a Hitzah, an extension of credit on, like, Almanas, the Geula was Almanas, but Yachas, Ami Mitzrayim, Tavdun, Solikim, Al Horazet. At this moment, you don't deserve. Kunt Uyis, Sviras, Uymer is the time you take credit, you borrow on credit, but after Iksov. And Sviras, Uymer is the time you had a headache because now you have to pay back the debts of Pesach. And the tight, this forum tight, I go this. We say at the end of that, most people say at the end of the Seder, Chasal Seder Pesach, Ilchosoi, Kasher Zachinu, Lesader Oysoi, Miloshin de Gemorin Bab Matsia Kuf Yudalid, Mesadrin Le Balchuiv, you Mesadr the affairs of the Balchuiv in debt, even though he doesn't have at the moment the cash to pay. Mesadrin Le Balchuiv, Kain Niskalas Oysoi, to be able to taka, be worthy to pay back. The Pshat is, we know that all the Sforim speak about, that Shabbat, Pesach, the interpretation of Pesach is called Shabbos. The Sefartam Lechem, Mimachar Shabbos, which creates a ganze meister with Tzedukim, with Apikursim, right? Because the Bechina of Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach is Bechina Shabbos. Difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Shabbos, the Gemara says in Chulin, is Mekadshe V'kaimum. It comes, Mimayla, L'mata, the Ebrister gives us. Mas Enkin Yom Tov is Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is Kedusha, which comes, Milmayla. Right, Kodesh Yilochem, Kodesh Chachma comes down. Yom Tov is Mikra Kodesh Miloshim Kruyim. To be Mazmin, you have to be invited. You have to Bekadish Yisrael Vazman. It's made by Kal Yisrael, and therefore all the Svarim Akdoshim is brought. Bnei Yisoschur is brought from the Yisoschur is brought from the Kodesh of Magid Vechena. That beemes is the Shaila of the Torah. Vahodyo ki Yishalcha Bincha Mocher Lemer Mazois. What's that Mocher? Mocher is at the Seder, comes Pesach, Hayid feels incredibly elevated to the most lofty, on the most lofty pedestal. Mamish. All of a sudden, after, says the Arizal and Priyat Chayim, after Pesach, immediately after Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, there's a Stalkus HaMuichin, the gates are closed. All of these Madregas that have externally been bestowed upon the Jew, Hava, Yira, etc., Kivas Likim, is taken away. And now you're left on your own. And now there's Navoida of Mochar, of Sfira Sa'uimir, the Bir of Zafartim Lochem. You're back to square one. In other words, Pesach, as the Novi Yecheskel says, is the birth of Am Yisrael. And now you're a cult. Now you're a minor, a child. And now you have to begin to work 49 days to achieve Gadlus of being Mitzvah Ha'isa and Kabbalah Sateir and Harsinai. And therefore the child asks, Masois, Vostutzach. One day, it's like a roller coaster. One day I'm on top of the mountain, the next day I'm hurled to the abyss, and I got to start mimata lamayla, building myself up. So we answer the child in the Torah, ki bechuzik yod haitziyadnu Hashem in Mitzrayim. In other words, we were drowning in the fact that we shouldn't be mishtakeya in the boots, in the blot of Mitzrayim. The Eibishter had to take us out, even though the Sar HaYam is tining, halolu avdei avayda zorav, halolu avdei avayda zorav chulu. Right? We're yet unworthy at this moment in time. And therefore, the Kodesh of Magid, that's part of the Chacham also, Ma'edus, Vachukim, Vamishpatim, it's all this residual Eila, what are we doing? And we tell them the answer, Eimavtirin, Achar Pesach, Hafikoyim. Now the Shaila is a deep Shaila, the Chacham, the Shaila. On one hand, the whole Indian of Pesach, as the name appears, is Miloshim, Feats of Adilu. You're jumping. You're chapping from Sheltachtis to the top of the mountain in one moment. Right? On the other hand, I've said to you many, many times in Sifrei Tzadikin, the gefährliche sakono in radical immediate jumping. It's very dangerous. The Hashem Tiftaich, Velisalu b'mailis al Mizbichia Shalitagal Ervosch, all of a person who jumps Shalay Bahadroga, right? He's gonna come crashing down. Al Derek says the Ribu Shemen is Goyrim a kibui of the Nair. Too much oil, right? Oiris without Kalim is a churban, is Shira Sakel. That's why the Gemara says in Brachas that Psia Gassus, and they tell us, Ma'ir shel Adam. It takes away a bit of sight. And the Sforim say it's a charaya. Me'oivay techak meini, says David HaMelech. You have to learn from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah doesn't tell you, go be oivay avodah zarah. Hayoyim, oimer le'asi, kach, moch. He goes la'at la'at, chanich le'nar, al pidarkoi. Then it's something, a dover shel kayom, agam ki yaskin le'yosmimim. A person who tries to chat malochim, he's going to fail, and he's going to be despondent. And said, as the chark of Ratayches and the Yisrael Voya, Ekev Tishmon. How do you come to Tishmon? Ekev, step by step. As the Lechovich, when the Rechov Lechovich said, there is always, if you're standing on the ground, you don't fall. Those chapim, madregis, malochim, it's a churb. And therefore, it's brought in Sforim, the Baal Shem Tov, but the Pesester brings in a Sefer, Achshar, Zavreichem, the Baal Shem Tov. You have to get rid of mihirus, right? We're in a rush, so don't travel too fast. Go b'mesinus, madrega, after b'mnega, b'chapzich b'shmaloch. I always say, the Welt says, v'tayr libeinu la'ovdecha b'emes. When is avodah Hashem? B'emes, b'emes is nutrikin, b'mechusam mimcha al tidush. Don't start kriching, whatever. And therefore, emes avoides Hashem has to be not that you're given something on a silver platter, mimayla lemato, and you're unworthy, and your teva hamidus haven't changed. You have to have the avoid the mimato lemayla, step by step, day by day. We get the pasuk, David HaMelech says, the noisya meinu kein hoidav, when you count each day, and you make each day count, then menovi levachuch. An example of this, just from Pesach, just does lean a minute. I said this over on my shul, Akron to Pesach. I sort of told my Rebbe this year, it's a Rebbe, Shmuz. Very dig a word. Rashi says, Ashir al Hashem ki goi go, sus v'rich v'y roma bayam. What's that? Roma bayam? To Berushim. But the Medrash HaGadol, he picked them up, l'shmei morim, and then he hurled them down to the abyss. Shtel lech v'shayla, we have a principle, ovi l'kutribichu nisu l'magona. The Abish doesn't make miracles just to show that he's boss. If you want to hurl him down. What's the thing? You have to pick him up first. Well, Derech said that Yalkut Shemuyni, there were two Mechashvin, Mitzrayim, Mamre and Yoichni. And they grew Knafayim to be able to fly. They defied gravity. And Malach Gavriel tied it to the Eberster, said the Eberster to Malach Michal, take him and took him to Tzitzis Reisham and cast him, hurl them into the depth of the sea. Again, the fact that they flew could not happen without the Ratzon Hashem. Why pick them up and only in order slip them down? So he told the Rebbe, the Grunstein, answers based on a gewaltige Yesuit of Svesetz. The Jews get out of Mitzrayim. They saw miracle after miracle after miracle. Mamish, Makis, etc., whole business. Then they're leaving Mitzrayim. They cross the border. Passport, stand, we're out of here. We're out of the Tumah of Erev Soritz. Suddenly the Abish says to Moshe, go and tell the Jews, back. Go back to Mitzrayim, back to Avdus. You're already free, you're a free man. Pari said, you're no longer Meshubah to me, in every which way. What's that, let's go back to is the Chalaya. That's something, which is the Huasher Dibarnu, something which you've granted in Zchus Ovis. My wife had an elder Zayde, Tzvi Meir. And he went to the Rechayim. And he davened with a great eslavos, so the Rechayim called him over after the davening. He said, "Younger man, where bist du? Who are you?" He said, "Ich bin der Zun from there, the Enikel from there. Where, younger man, where bist du?" Right? "Ich bin a Stiefzun by the Merchadavid of the brother." He said, "Galgan, aber where bist du? You're telling me you're Zayda, you're Tif Zayda. Alle geht lachen. Aber who are you?" So when a Yid gets out of Mitzrayim, Bishus Oves, and there's a Brisbane Absorim, or you yourself remain in Tumas Mitzrayim. You still, every 2 minutes, they're changing their mind. Here they have Ayamenam, here they lack Emuna, here they're fighting with the Egyptians, there's Dalukitas, the whole Ibuvia. Who else do? Can you understand that? Go back to Mitzrayim. Till now, I got, like a drowning man. I save you. But that is something which is not done with your own steam, with your own koyach, it will not last. It won't be oimed in the nisyonis of zman and the nisyonis, the challenge that a person faces. The Eibush says, go back to Mitzrayim. And this time, since B'schus HaMunah is Nigalu, you have to go out with taka your own emunah. So it's not pshat that what's wrong with something coming mimailu lamata versus the elo. It's not only the fact that as forum say it's namadich sufa, and the Yushalmi and Orla says someone who eats off not his own, someone gives him, it's bohis, he's ashamed, he's humiliated to look in his face, and here it has to be zakeli vanveyu marab. It's more than that. Right? That itself is insufficient, says the Talmud Rebbe. It's alderach, someone's drowning in a river, so I'm a lifeguard, I jump in, I save him. After I save him, I'll say, well, it's Muhammad Tachsufa, right? I'll throw you back in, let's see you get out yourself. Swim yourself, man. It's a sakon. Sipshat is in order that it should be lasting, the Gula. And the Amunah should be lasting, and it should affect a person. Amunah is just Amunah, says the Talmud, unless it's addressed in Bitochen, unless it has a practical effect. I said before, a person can have Amunah. I believe in the Eibishter. I believe in all Yud Gimel Ikra Ram, Amunah Shleim. Or if you believe in the Eibishter, like I believe in the mermaids exist in the South Pacific, which is an interesting historical fact, but the Mayan Eskimin. Unless you could translate it in Chaye Yom Yom into Bitochen, it's a Ganesh Vert. Asher Alkin, go back, start again, go up to your nose with the waters, and cry out, now you'll have a schus, to have the gula. In other words, in a nutshell, that's what the Eibush is telling them, I'm going to pick a person up to Shmei Morin, but you don't deserve it. And then you'll be Ram of Ayom, you'll be hurled down into the abyss. Without having your feet, without Yitzivut, it's called in Glaz, without permanence, without endurance, without Avoida Mimata L'mayla, it's a Gornishver, it's Bleibnish. In other words, the central theme that you learn from the fleeting, transitory Pesach is that all Oiris have to have Kalim. Oiris without Kalim, right, is Gornishver. And therefore, something that's given to you, the Ostrov once pointed out, by all the Karbonis and Parashas Pinchas, it says L'Reach Nichoich, Achut Shabbos. Because Shabbos, Mekashe V'Kaimus, the Eibishter gets his Nachas, when not that he's bestowing upon you the Kedusha externally, but you're working. So one of the Lomdim in Ostrov, who was a Dayan in Lodz, he said, but Rebbe, what about the first day of Pesach, which also we explained, is Mevchinas Zerusa Dele Eila B'Mayla L'Mato? He says, Nema Chumashu. The Chumash says, it doesn't say Rebbe beyond division. It says in Pasuk, Ko'eila Tasu Vayoyim, the afterwards it says. But beyond division itself it doesn't say, the Reach Nichoyach comes from Avoida M'Mato L'Mato. Ah, you'll ask me the Shailas, Oy Bazoi, Vedach Nomra Pesach. I first of all, I have to get you out of them. The torrent. You're in the storm. I got to get you out, right? Unishnar dos the achpitzvu of the Liskarav brings from. You heard from the Yismachmishu, said from the Rebbe Shmelko of Nikolsburg. The pasuk says, I've said this many times. Luchu bonim shimuli. Everyone asked, it should have said bayu bonim luchu bonim. That a person has to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That even after luchu, he could still hear the words of Torah. In other words, there's a roishim. You see a tzaddik marir or a roishim, even afterwards, as the pasuk says, v'sa'adu libchem achar taviru. Even after you leave, you still have a bit of, you're satiated from that which was given. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, b'yoyim toiv v'yeytoiv v'yoyim ra re'ei. In other words, one even b'yoyim toiv realized that the yom tov is not going to last. That's a gift mimayu lamat. U'b'yoyim ra re'ei b'meichin, as the b'meilech of the Gen teaches, at a moment of Meichin, the Gadlus, the person's in a lofty, elated state, be careful to leave over the Shrayim for the moments of Katnus. As the Skolena Rebbe, Schuz Yom Yenelenu, said, I'm made to convert, the Pasuk says, Sholish Regolim Tochagli Bashona. The Iker in of the Yontif is that you should be able to live it afterwards. Right, the Sacher Belzer also said as I was. We say in davening every day. Malchus Charova Necha Bekei Ayam Lifnei Moshe Zekeli Anuv Amru. What did they say? Shemim Lechem. Of all the psukim in the Shira, why not in this pasuk? Because this is Lashon Ost. It's not enough that at this moment Rosh Hashivchal Ayam Mashal Iros Yecheskel Bemuzi. We have to they daven that which they were massing, that godless hamoichin, that the oral kiss should last them even afterwards. Just like the sentence for Makdeshan by the Akedah. Chazal said it was one line that Yitzhak Avinu responded to Avram by the Akedah. He said, Abba, bocher ani. V'choyshishani, I'm young. V'choyshishani, shema yizdazeya gufi. From the pachet of the sakin umitzarcho. You see your father threatening his son, right? V'shema tivsel ashchita v'yalo l'chol the korban. Maybe it won't be a kosher korban. El kafteini yofi yofi. Say the svarim akdoshim at the akeda that the arubas hashamayim miftochu. Give out, and then it's going to disappear. All this name kafteini yofi yofi. The isruchag bavoyisin is to hold on to these areas afterwards. Says the Vina Rav, the beautiful one. Says the Vina Rav, Shem and Reus, that's also the pshat that the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag Hamatz. What do we call it colloquially? Dan Chaga Pesach. Divrei HaKadosh Levi Yadu. Why the difference? Klal Yisrael calls it Chag Pesach to give a remez to ourselves. It's alles getting fine. You're at B'siah HaMadreges. But all this is going to pass over. This is not Biyar Chazoka, it's not of your doing, you're undeserving, unworthy, right? You haven't earned it, and it's going to disappear. Therefore, Chaparayim, that the Shirayim, the Rishimu of the Yontif, should last by you. The Tam Shel Pesach, a Maftirin Achar Pesach, Afikoyim, should last with you. That's why he says, the Vina Rav, that the last day of Pesach is called Achrin Shel Pesach. You don't have this by Sukkis, Achrin Shel Sukkis. Because right now we call it Pesach in order to remind us that we have Yitzhahara, we have a whole avoid, a whole challenge ahead. So the Kumin Atzai, Mashiach will come, and the Ebrish, as the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Beis, will take the Yitzhahara and shecht it before the Tzadik of the Rishoyim. And therefore we won't have to call it Pesach anymore. Then we'll be able to call it the original name in the Torah of Matzis. So therefore saying this Yontif should be the Achrin Shel Pesach. And when Mashiach comes, we'll go back to the biblical name, Matzis. In other words, the purpose is everything which is granted, in a nutshell, everything which is granted Eiros without Kelim is here today, gone tomorrow. And the avoid of Sfiras HaOmer is to make Kelim. Mimat Lamed. And that this I understand the Pashas for Anoshim Kerkenu, not great Kabbalists and mystics. Simple people, what the Arizal says, that the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer is Mechuvin Keneged, the 7 Melochim, Jemolchul, Ne Edim, Lefei Melech, Melech, Ne Yisroel, which caused Shvirus HaKelim. I'm not getting involved. What does this mean simply? I've discussed this many times. Before the Eibishter created the world, the cosmos, the universe as we know it today, in the heavens, there were previous worlds. There was a previous Sidra of worlds called Olam HaToyu. What is Olam HaToyu? There's Midas. Yeah? Midas. You have Chesed, you have Gvur, you have Tefer, whatever. If the when a person has a nervous breakdown, In colloquial Yiddish, we call it a shvirus akelim. But that shvirus akelim. If you have a midah, and the midah is very fervent, is very passionate, very strong, but it only hears itself and it doesn't hear the other midah, there's a lack of what the Rapshitzer calls hiskalus hamidahs, we've discussed many times, right? Then you have it. You crack up. You have an emotion. Your emotion may be legitimate. This may be a response to bereavement, a response to loss, a response to whatever. But if it's so overpowering, and it's not, what's the word, mitigated, it's not balanced with symmetry and harmony and proportion, and it sees on itself, each midah, in Kabbalistic terminology, says, I'm no emlich, I am the beginning, I don't want to know that. Chesed doesn't want to know from Gvura, Gvura doesn't know from Chesed, so you don't have tiferes, you don't have balance, proportion, symmetry, harmony, you have a shvira. And these malochim of klipa, of edoim, which symbolize ano emluch, they can't be balanced. Each one is their own ashkabahan. And therefore there's a shvirus akelim. And shvirus akelim, it is too much oyer and not enough kelim. And it shattered the vessels, to put it in English. And from the shvirus akelim, they came hurling down to the abyss, to this world, agashmi, and we therefore have the avoid of bitter and the tzutas of kedusha through picking up the shvirus akelim, which fell into the gashmi, which are the most derhoibena nitzutas, but they fell into this, that's how like the avoid of golus, leisiv aleim geirin, v'chuk. And therefore, I'll tell you a vort from Ramesh Shapiro, so I'll say, no, Yishalayim, a very deep thinker, in the Sefer Afika Yam, shvirus akelim. He says, if we say that the birth of Klal Yisrael is Pesach, kumt ois you're a cotton, kakotten shen noyledom. The pasuk nicheskel, whole perik nicheskel actually. Oy, but say, what is the avoid of Sfiras HaOmer? to move from the state of being a cotton to being a godel. Yeah? Mitzvah is a godel. Bar mitzvah. What's the difference between a cotton and a godel? So he didn't say it. Pashtus is a cotton, a minor 12 years old, is less intelligent than an adult. I could tell you many people I know. Love that. Ribui Aedes, walking around the world. Right? Yeah? If ignorance would be bliss, happiness, these people should be the happiest people alive. Right? Yeah? But number one, a cotton, his midis are shaloi al pisaychel. And a godel, a mature, responsible person, exercises judicious discernment. And his midis work according to seichel. There's a ribui kalim to farnem da'irs. Mishapiris is a different verb. It's the same verb, but a different oisis. You want to understand something in Lashon HaKodesh, look at the root word, at the shekesh. He says the root word of the word cotton is the letters kat. What is kat? Miloshin kotua. Kotua means chop off, detach, isolated. Zebenifrit, zebenifrit. A cotton who is not a bar das, and I explained many times in Tanya Perigimel, what does das mean? Miloshin odom yodo eschavi chibur. Today he's in azamud, and tomorrow he's in azamud. Here he's laughing like a wild hyena. Tomorrow he's stamping his feet like throwing a temper tantrum. And there's no chibur, there's no kav, there's no hemshich between one and the other. Each one is a separate, independent, detached, isolated nekud. Stay according to his mood. What he is today is legamber lehefech what he was yesterday. The word godoil, the root word, says Rav Moshe Shapira, is gimel dalet. Gimel dalet is the notion god from the word gurasi gurachis. Goyre ogut, the Gemara. To be mamshich. Therefore, the Gemara says, in Torah Gufa, there's a part of Torah called agodo. What's called agodo? It's moishich libeshel odo. It schleps a person. The river bank that the river flows in is called gudei shel no. V'cheiner rabbis. Alright? A person is a godel. It's a very deep word in life, which in relationships, in many areas. A godel is pshat, he's able, I'm an enikl, a little enikl, three-year-old, we're in my house for Pesach, a bunch of them. They had a book with dots, and you have to join up the dots. Being a godel is pshat, there are different nekudas in life. When you're able to join up the dots, then you come to be a godel. The opposite of a cotton, where each nekuda is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. If I had time, I'd explain to you why I'll pick Kabbalah. Gimel Dalis is Taka, Eiris, and Kalef. But trust me. Same idea. The opposite, so Cotton is Shviris HaKalef, because he doesn't understand the other guy's point of view. If you go to conflict management, if you want to take two parties, you have to get each party to explain logically, rationally, the opinion of the others. Kolzman, you can't explain the other person's svar is there. You can't come to resolve this conflict. You do it, right? That's within katlus and gavus. That's why al sfiras ha'omer is gimatria tikun shivri kelim, etc., etc. Therefore, memtes 49 plus shvira is gimatria tikun, etc. Therefore, once you have the tikun of the shvira then becomes rashi tevis. The nitzutzes, you pick up the broken, shattered vessels. Now I understand why shvira is rashi tevis. Yushpa sheferal b'chol oilam. The stuff you gain, that you mavar, then it's just whatever. In other words, you have gewaldige oiris, but if it's not placed in vessels, that has its mido, miloshen measurement, goes wild, there's a churban, etc., etc. And the kedush, the life, the chayis, whatever, goes to the negative side, to those avdinu legamayu avdinu. The Anoem Lui type of people. And therefore, says the Knesset of America God, Toiv, Pomim Chesed, 17, Rabbi Halper. The no Toiv, Pomim Chesed, how much is 72 times 17? Are you with me? You gotta be alive today.
1224,
which is Gimatria, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hevav, till Memtes. right? In Makoil, right? Which is Chai Pamim, Chayim, the opposite of Vayamusu, Vayim Lefayamas, right? Which Shiva Malachim says the blue river is Gimatria Shvira, which is Gimatria Nisan Eir Sivan, to Mesak, I'm not gonna drive you crazy, was Mesakin all the avoiders of Shivri Akelim. You get me? Shivri Akelim, Tikkun of the Shivri Akelim is the opposite of separate independent dots. Eiris with Kalim. The Eibush got the picture very simple. The Eibush gave Gewaldige Eiris on Pesach, taken away. Now you construct the vessels, the receptacles to be able to Mimata Lamaila Sphira. So Eimer, yourself. If I have time, I can tell you Gematria from the Philosophic, which blow your mind, but a rabbi here doesn't want it. Okay. In a person's own private life, Eiris and Kalim is mamish, a metaphor for neshama and guf. Neshama is the oyer, and the guf is the keli for the earth. That makes sense to you? Hello? Anyone have the end of Sfard? Yeah. You say Pasach Eliyov? No, you don't say. Okay. Anyone says Pasach Eliyov here? Maybe that's all the problem. Pasach Eliyov. After Haidu, before you did Nefesh. Anyway, in Pasach Eliyov it says, right? Kama gufin tekinas lohi. The midos, right, is called the guf. Right? The oir is the neshama, which we say, vehun neviyu ikinishmasa legufa di chayim legufa. There's an oir, the neshama, the light, the radiance, the luminosity, the chayas, which goes into the various kalim, which the guf is like a keli for the neshama. I'll give you an example. Forget about Kabbalah. You heard the Elis Ephraim? Hello. Yes, you with me, Kliyoker? Hello. Are you with me? Yeah. He says, one of the names we use for the Eibishter is Hamokim. Mokim. Why is the Eibish called Mokim? He said, okay, I know that. Mokim is two words, made up of two gematries. Tzav and Kis. 96 and 90. 186, which is Mokim. What's Tzav and Kis? Pasha. Tzav is the command. La'ovdo l'shomber. Mitzvah zasei and mitzvah zlo yisasei. What is the Kis to this, what is the receptacle, right? The utensil for the Eir HaNeshama, you need a body. Therefore, what is Mokim? Why is the Eibush called Mokim? Because the Shema Vaya Bahako. You with me, huh? I must have said this 100 times. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is 10. How much is 10 times 10? 100. How much is K times K? 25. Vav times 5 is 36. What do you got? 186. What's the Bahako? When you have a hispashtus of the Shema Vaya into Velt, into Mokim, into Zman and Mokim, into Gat, that is that the Eibush is Kavona of Adira B'tachtoim. Right? This is what I'm saying from Shornam. Right? That's what Chazal say, Eimosayim Tmimus, Shiva Shabbos Tmimus, Eimosayim Tmimus, Bishal Sha'oisim Ritzoin Leishalu, Mokim. To take all these lofty inyonim, Pesach, and to bring it into Mokim, into Velt, into Tachtoim. Right? Yeah? He brings, I think what's that for Avraham Shor. The Mahir Tikavor. He seems from Shimon Zelachaber. What is the Rosh Hitevish, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Malikainu, Hashem Machod? Anyone out there? 786? Hello? Are you with me? No. What am I talking about? It's Gimachi Lovash. Hashem Malach Geus Lovash. Lovish. 332. Yeah. Right. The Eibishter had midas hamalchus as a levush to be down in this world because mitchila ala b'rtzoni is baruch that he wants to create a dwelling place where b'tachtoin. How much is Shema Yisrael? 118. The Rabbi Sternberg tells me every week. Yes, hello. Yeah. How much is the rest of Shema Yichudilo minus the lovish? No. 786. What's right? Yeah, bingo. Got a certified account here. What is 786 begimatria? Shutuf. Shutuf. What does it mean a shutuf? The Eibush created in the Shom. The Ruach Halikim, which is Eilamayim, right? Then you have the Ruach HaBehema, the Guf, Guful Fresen, Guful Pofin, right? The Behema of that. The purpose of Briyas HaOilam is to make a shutfis between the Eiris and the Kalim, between the Neshama and the Guf. Right? That's that Odom Ubehema Teshia Hashem. What's Teshia Begimatria? Shutfis. Bingo. Yeah? In other words, Pesach is the Lovash, Geus Lovash, the Malkus Shemayim, and the rest of Sirius Oimer is to make the Shutfis between Gashmis and Ruchnis Shemayim, Va'oret, Ruchnis and Gashmis. That's why on Pesach you have Matzah, which is like the Mon, Lechem Abirim, the Lechem Amalach Yashoris, as the Gemara said in Yuma. Now you start eating Chometz again. Chometz, it's a horror, Chometz, can I get that? And Afal Pikein, you have to make it holy. There's a famous word from the Sas Emes brings from the Kotzker. V'anshe kodesh tiyun li menschliche Heiligkeit. What's a menschliche Heiligkeit? The belt things. Hello? V'anshe kodesh tiyun li, right? The belt thing, what does it mean? The Kotzker said, menschliche Heiligkeit. Anshe kodesh, not malachim flying or flapping around their wings. Right? Menschliche Heiligkeit. So the belt teaches wrongly. It's a churban of a crap. Now what did the Kotzker mean? You have to be like Tzugotten Tzulait. You know, on Shabbos you wear a gartel, and you go you have a payas by the ears, and on Sunday you play tennis, but you're short, hey, it's Tzugotten Tzulait. I'm Shekhoi, the men's the right? That's a churban hayatus. Anche Kodesh means even the inyonim of a menschlichkeit also has to be suffused and permeated with Kiddush Shabbat. Not just two, your Pesach and Yasifim. Therefore, says Rav Shmuel, you say in the brach of Avos Olam, "Vatlamdem chukei chayim." Right? Chukei chayim is gematria mokif. When is Torah chayim amitim? Right? When it's mokif, and therefore chukei chayim with the final men being what? 600. So chukei chayim is gematria shutif. Also the same idea. The shutfis. And therefore, that's why in Kehelet it says, "Mika chochem or mika yedeya." Pesher Dover. Pesher Dover is also Bigamachi Yeshutim. You know how to make a pshora between Guf and Neshama, Shemayim Vort. And therefore he says a Moirit Gavort elsewhere. Ni'ilo. We say at the end of the Mamish, the end of Yom Kippur Mamish, we're holding on a. We say in the Tefillah, Share Shemayim Lonupsach, Voitracha Toiv Lonup Tiftach, Toishia, Viriv Al Timtach. Abishta, help us, salvation. Viriv, this argument, this unity, this harmony, this discord, don't schlep it, don't let it continue. What machlikas are we talking about? See, this Nagdim, sons and region, what exactly is this riv al dintoch? Pshat is, there's a riv between the guf and the nesham. Each one is schlepping another way. So the famous al-sheikh, because they lechu, v'nasati mishkani b'suichem, v'leisigal, the nesham won't want to go back to heaven where it came from, and the guf goes into it. Right? The riv al timtach. Right? But Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin. What is the quality of Shabbos? We know in Zohar it says in Vayakal, Shabbos is Yoyma de Nishmasa Velav Iyu Yoyma de Gufa. Shabbos Neshama. Yom Kippur, there's harmony between the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf of Yiram, Yom Kippur is dressed in a kittel, he's Doyma Kamalacham, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, v'chulu. Right? So this, we say, Toshia's Gimatria Wad, Shutif. And this shutfis between guf and neshama, the riv, this harmony, this discord, al timtach. What's up? It's timtach. The agur dekalu, the bnei yisalska brings the meri tigvar. Torah starts with the letter beis, a beis rapsi, because the beis yutof b'miluoy is gematria what? Guess what? 8:48. What's 8:48? Timtach. What is timtach? The riv al timtach. What is riv? I've said this 1,000 times. Yeah. The clip of, remember the guy that blows him in Aruch? Okar, instead of Achud Yelchem, Hacherish Hayolim, which were the letters? Riv. Hello, are you with me? Riv. Riv is called the clip of Shichel. Hello? Therefore, who is Mavatel Misa, which forgetfulness is intellectual death. Who wrote the Mishnah? A fellow by the name of? Rabbi. Oisius Riv, he wrote the Mishnah, Vishamartem Zu Mishnah, that you shouldn't forget Torah. He wrote Mishnah's Oisius Neshama, that through learning Torah, hello, the Torah should have an effect on a person, even on the goof, that you shouldn't forget. Riv times two is Gimatria, Kedos. What's Kedos? It's 100 times, Vishamar Kippolar, Mashiach Ben David, which is written on his forehead, Kedos. Hello? How much is two times Mashiach Ben David? Kedos. Tiftach. this kafi, this hapka, they're turning it over into tikkun. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Man yitov lecha ulevanecha acharecha ad oilom is timtach." In other words, when you instead of the riv al timtach, you schlep the kav, as we'll discuss, and you connect the dots, then it's a bracha. Man yitov lecha ulevanecha acharecha ad oilom. And that's also the connection to what, going back to what I started from, Ir, Avram Yitzchak Yankiv Rochel, Soifetevis Mekabel, that which the Eibishter gives you is gornish, unless you have the avoid of Esvartam Lechem to be Mekabel to the avoid. Right? And that's why, interesting, every year, Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Ir, we start counting a new week of Sfiras Omer, which is the week of the third week of Omer. Tiferes. What's Tiferes? Says the Maggid famously, I said this 100 times, Tiferes, we say Pasach Eliyahu, yes, I think Pasach Eliyahu. Pasach Eliyahu is what? Tiferes Gufa. Says the Maggid, the Tiferes is Rebbe Omer. Who's that? Rebbe, our Rebbe, right? Yeah? Yankee Avinu Leimez, a little. Rebbe Omer, is the Derech Yishore, Shiyavr Leo Odom. What is the Derech Yishore? Derech Yishore, by the way, is Gimatria HaTorah. To connect the dot, a Derech Yishore, the opposite of Amolek. Amolek is called Derech Iku, crooked, krum. There's a hefsik between Gashmi's and Ruchliyas. The Derech Yishore, Rebbe says, is Eid Derech Yishore, Kol Shehi, Tiferes Leisah. Tiferes is beauty, is Chibur, is Emes, Aleph Mem Tov, Reish Tachil, Reish Tachil, all the Inyonim of Tiferes, that's the idea of Yid, Yisrael Asher Becho Espor, Masa Yodah, was I pretty obvious? Liz Spoyer. That a person, as the Bartitshuva famously says, why? Because a person is called Odom, min Adomo, and yet the Shalom says he's Adam Elyon. To have two contradictory forces which are pulling in opposite directions, and to mechaber them, it's like the famous mashal he gives, B'Shem HaMagid, a king has a tzipor midaberes, a parrot, parakeet, what it's called, and it speaks. Because the guy tells the Gettysburg Address, right? Yeah? The king is mispoir with his poking bird. I have a billion talking birds in my shul. They're all talking. I don't have the spiders from the country. Hello? Because only something which works against your teva, for that you have midas atifers. Therefore, tefillin, give an example. What else is called pe'er? Teres? Tefillin. Pe'er chachovish shalecha b'yechaz. Hello? Why? Because what is the meaning of tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal roish? Hello? To connect body and soul. Therefore, Chazal, the Zayir says, "But also the Migdash for Shachanti, B'Soychem Dor Rosa the Tefillin." Just like the Gemara says, "The Brachas the base of Migdash is called Migdal David Tzavorich." Bonel tell us, what does the Tzavor do? Your neck. It connects the mind, the head, and the. And therefore, you have two Ritzuis. One connected to the lev, and one connected to the kovin, the rest of the body. To Meshabed to the Rotsan Avinu Shemayim, right? The Gemara says in Brachas, "Poishe Yisrael Begufim." Hey, what's the example? Amarav karkafta delay monach tefillin. Says Rashi, why is a person who doesn't put on tefillin push his own begufan? Because he's boise, he's mavazir the ritzus. What's the ritzus? Maybe he doesn't like the batim. Maybe he doesn't like black. I don't know. The guy doesn't want to, whatever. Yeah? What's up with the ritzus? Because the purpose of the ritzus is to be mamshich from the roi. Just like the Beis HaMikdash, to be mamshich to the rest of the body. To be a melech, moyach leif kovit. Right? And therefore, the Oisal Yotl, the Koran Berinech is Gimatria Tiferes, says Rav Shimon Zelda Chavri Makar. Right? And that is the Derech Yeshora, the straight path to live a life where every Midah is joined up. That's the Derech Yeshora. That's the Tachlis of Dafka Yid, Atem Eidah Nium Hashem, this Fazem, this famous, he says. Eidus is only valid up Yaloch if it's an Eidus Shat Yochel Azim. Only when there's the fear of contradiction, when there's Yitzahorah, when there's a goof, which is Taivis, and you're able to overcome it, and therefore this is the. I'm trying to elaborate. Therefore, what else is called the Avoida of this Shabbos? We start reading Pirkei Oves, the Amichulim Sadikim, who's called the Tzaddik, someone who has Brismila, Kiyodua, his Halech Lefane Veheyei. Some, what's Samim? Says this Fas Emes. The idea of a brismila, which is koil all mitzvahs, like tefillin is koil all mitzvahs, is when you have body and soul, and you mechaber the body and soul, right? There's a pasuk which says, Yom 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 Yomov kitzel over. Your days are like a shadow that passes. Is gimatria guf nesham. Tell me, why is Sfasem says, why is your life a life like a shadow that passes? Passes over. Why is it passing? You do mitzvahs, you put on tefillin, mitzvahs are nitzchis. Says this Sfasem is when your guf and neshama are separate entities. In shul I do azoi, in business, in the whatever I do azoi, right? That is yomov kitzel over. Right? When there's a chibur, guf, vinishama, that's gimatria 490 gimatria tom. His brismila, his halech lefane ve'yisamim, which is the letter of brismila? Now, it's the eighth day. Which is the letter of brismila, says a thousand times, the letter vav. Vav is the ois of emes, the ois of yankav avinu, the ois of chibur. By the way, I have no time to lie. I want to get to the subject we're talking about today. I want to speak about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the opposite, the tikkun of the Gilgul, the of Dodav and Aviyu, who wanted to separate, with Achuv, to separate body and soul, who didn't want the slow, laborious, the previous Baba Rebbe, you know, used to always teach. He went with Naivul of him. What he went with Naivul of him? He wanted to chap malochim without step by step. Rotze with Achuv. And who is the avoid of Elio? Mimata l'mayil. Elio is the who wrote the Haggadah? Says the Tzemach Menachem, Kabbalah from the Rebbe Bin, Zayde from the Rebbe Bin of Tzitzcha. A large stick of the Haggadah was written by Elio. He's the Malach HaBris. He comes to every Seder Kiyadua. He was when it was in Mitzrayim. V'lo yitin amashkas lovei el b'teichem is Rashi Tevis. Elio? That was the Pasuk. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Baba Kama that if there is Malach HaMavis Be'ir, the Klav Mitzayakim. Elio Be'ir Malachim. So they didn't know what to do here. Elio was there. So it's the Dimrinayim. The thousand billion room. Elio is Gimachia Kelev. He's the opposite of Kelev. What is the idea of Kelev? Who's Kelev in Torah? Rabbi Yisrael, wakey wakey. Esav, Masik, Bosne, Kelev, hello. Kelev is. We talked about it. Clothing as a nefesh. I have people in my shul that have a dog. I would say dog is the opposite of D-O-G, is the opposite of G-O-D. Just the opposite. Remember? Who was that? Remember? Yeah? Clothing as a nefesh is for. Esav is called a dog. Yeah. So you do it, the Hebrew of Shar Nechamar, income, I can discuss this out. Yeah? Elio is the birur mimata lamaila. Therefore, he didn't die. Therefore, his mother was pregnant with him 12 months, as this forum said. Unlike Moshe, 7 months, because he was the avoda of neshama, he is the avoda of guf. Which kois do you fill the kois of Elio at your seder? I didn't say that. I know that, because that's why Hevevesti is gimachi b'shech v'dov. I knew that also. Yeah, but not weiter. In Jikiv, in Rapshitz, the minig was, the people would leave over the shirayim of the third cup, and from that they pour Elio and Ovi. In other words, a very deep word. I want to give a sermon on this. Geula does not come like, you know, Boni Meshuchel, you're going to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. And it got to be you give your contribution to the Kois of the Kois Hamishi, the Vavesi, the Mashiach Vendo. Right? Which the four cups are connected to four letters of Shem Avai? That makes sense? Yeah. So which is the third cup? The Shiraim? Letter Vav. Which is the letter Vav? That's the Ois of Mil. Elio is Malacha. But it's the same. What does a Vav do? It's straight, the opposite of Amolek, the Akalkaloikas, the crookedness. It's the a straight line joins the dots that a person in his life is joins the dots. Elio HaNavi is the one who cries that. Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the house, Ichud of Guf and Neshama. We therefore end Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah with Hashem Elohim, which Elio cried out where in Har HaKarmel. Elchurit Shchut Techutz. Da'afke Elio HaNavi gives Yid by the Seder, by Ne'ilah, at all holy moments of Kal Yisrael, the Koyach, that even though you're Oymid Bachut and the Nevi HaBal V'Shayin Azoy, you could cry out to Hashem Elohim and make this Ichud. Therefore you have a boy of Le'if Shita. Teiku, Tishmi Tashmi Jaboyas. What's an aboya? Aleph, Beis, Yud Ayin stands for Atilus Briyas Hirazira. Different worlds. It's aboya doi ifshita. There's no oil of a pshat. So Alts couldn't find. You know, there was a famous story that I say every year at my Seder by the end. The Rebbe of Shmelk of Nicholsburg had a goy. The mayor of the city used to come to a Seder for Taishin German. He shouldn't think that the Lilus Dam, whatever. Yeah. So at the end, Taishin to Lashon Abob Yushalayim every year. Right? Finally, one year he started crying. He said, "Rabbi Yisrael, Shikshen Mashiach, Shem Zuchshen Farangui." Every year, the same excuse. right? There's a goya shebekir b'cha also. Is Elio and Novi is the one who's mamshich in Eilam HaPshat, in Eilam HaSiyah, in this world. Therefore, to end off, Hine Anoichi Sheleach Lechem is Elio and Novi is Gimachim Amlech Gehanim v'Goy Kodesh, which is the purpose. V'heinif es ha'oimer lifnei Hashem, which is Oimer is Gimachim Elio and Novi, Elio HaTishbi, Elio HaGilodi, which is Gimachim HaPeseach Shar. And therefore, this week we have Shlistach Shabbos to open up the gates, and 10 times Elio, because 10 is always the world of Yetzira, 10 times Elio Hanovi, 52, 68 times 10 is 1,200. Yes? Is Gimachia Tisbuch Hamishim Yoim, which is the idea that this is the Shabbos begins, the Avoid, the Shlistach Shabbos, of opening up the Shara, not only in the heavens, but Mafteach stands for Motor, Parnosa, Chiyas HaMeisim, and Chaya, not only Mafteach is Yiru Shemayim, but Mafteach Uyiftach Libeinu B'Sei Rosai, to be ready for Kabbalah Sateir B'Sim Vubnim. Oi.